George Sinner is a lifelong Catholic. He attended the seminary at St. John's University in Collegeville and considered entering the priesthood. In the end, he went into politics and served two terms as governor of North Dakota. Sinner says in the past few years he's become increasingly concerned about what he sees as abuses of the separation of church and state.
I suddenly realized that there was a need for some place to say, this person or this group or this cleric or this religious person is being abused by somebody's power.
Sinner says he was angered by the recent case of a North Dakota priest who embezzled thousands of dollars from his parish. The Catholic Church successfully argued he should not be prosecuted for the crime because it was an internal church matter. Sinner says that's putting money before morality.
What is most clearly needed is a strong due process procedure where people really can get a hearing, where monetary considerations such as lawsuits don't take over instead of churches being able to do what they really preach and believe in.
Sinner says he does not want to break down the separation of church and state, but he wants churches of all denominations to be accountable to the people they serve. It appears Sinner is not alone in his concern. The group already has more than 100 members and has yet to hold its first meeting. Sinner says some church officials support his idea. Others have been sharply critical.
That's okay. We're trying not to return vitriolic comments with other vitriolic comments. We're trying to let them pass and go on with our work in a professional way.
The Fargo Catholic Diocese declined a request for an interview for this story, but issued a statement saying it has a due process procedure in place and that it feels George Sinner is sincere in his effort. There's nothing new about the dispute over separation of church and state. Over the years, it's been the focus of countless court cases around the nation. Derek Davis is director of the Institute for Church-State Studies at Baylor University. He says the issue is complex and somewhat murky at times, but courts are likely to err on the side of the religious body.
The courts have generally said that where there is an existing structure that is set up to deal with internal problems of aberrant behavior by members, by clergy, what have you, then courts have been much more inclined to let those churches handle those affairs internally.
Davis says the writers of the Constitution wanted to protect religion from a heavy-handed government, not to protect people who break the law. North Dakota State University religion professor John Helgeland says the ever-increasing threat of lawsuits in recent years makes it tempting for churches to retreat behind the wall of separation and silence.
You know, when the church exercises that power and is tempted to exercise that kind of power, that it has a corrupting influence within the church, at least a corrupting potential within the church.
Helgeland says history shows watchdog groups can have great influence on religion. He says he wonders if the time is right for George Sinner's group to catch the attention of churchgoers across the country. But he cautions history also shows watchdog groups can end up being more damaging than the wrong they set out to correct. George Sinner shares that concern. He says he wants a reasoned, civil approach, working with churches rather than against them. He says the group will not take positions on controversial issues, but simply seek justice for individuals. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.